Hey, everybody. Hope you guys are doing amazing today. This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. In today's episode, I want to rewrite what all of our parents have been telling us for generations upon generations and hopefully save me and you and our kids from the same frustration, because if we fix this, I think it'll fix everything else.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, we're spending money from our own pockets? How do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, so this is my thoughts today. I hope you don't mind me sharing them with you. But we talk about, inside of our community, we talk about the fact that I believe each and every one of us is called to serve a group of people, right? It's like for me, I was called to serve entrepreneurs, right? And so I figured out, like, who are the people I'm supposed to serve? They're entrepreneurs. And then it's like, well, there's a lot of entrepreneurs in the world. Like, who are my entrepreneurs, right? And so my entrepreneurs are funnel hackers, and I give them a name and a title and a belief and all that kind of stuff, right? And it was interesting, because as soon as I knew, like, oh, here's who I serve. These are my people. This is who I'm supposed to serve. Then everything else came really easy, right? Like, then it was like, well, what do these people need? Well, they need this, they need this. And then the ideas, the products, the services, the events, the coaching calls, the podcasts, like all the things like became easy when I first identified, like, who am I called to serve? And then giving those people a name. So they're my specific people. Because saying, like, I serve entrepreneurs is tough, because there's a lot of people who serve entrepreneurs. Now I'm like fighting and competing against everybody else. But it's like, no, I don't serve all entrepreneurs. I serve my entrepreneurs, my funnel hackers, right? And so it's interesting, though, because I was talking today with some people, and, you know, there's a phrase that we hear all the time, like when we're kids. It's like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And people are like, oh, I want to be a dentist. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a football player. I want to be – we talk about who we want to be, right? But you think about, like, how we actually make money, how we actually start businesses. It's not about who we want to be. It's about who we want to serve, right? It's like this little thing. And so instead of, like, with our kids, ask them, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to be when you grow up? Or asking, you know, the kids who just graduated from high school, what do you want to be someday when you know, after college, what do you want to be? I think that asking a question of what do I want to be sends us on a wrong path, right? I want to be a dentist. Okay, well, how do I be a dentist? Well, you got to go to, you know, school here, and then you got to go to school here. And then when all that's said and done, then you become a dentist, and then you get your dental degree. Now you're able to clean people's teeth, right? And then they're like, cool, now you can clean people's teeth. The question's like, well, who do you serve? And you're like, I don't even know. Like, I'm a dentist. Like, I just, like, everybody probably, right? And it just puts you on this long, 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 long path that before you ever get to, like, the real question, which is, who are you called to serve? I think if we start switching it around, like, well, who do you want to serve? Like, who are your people? Who's your tribe? Who's your, whatever you want to call it, right? You start looking from that standpoint, it changes everything, right? It changes, like, how you start looking at this business and starts changing, you know, all the different things. And so my question for you, as you're starting this journey wherever you are, is not so much like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I've asked myself that a lot, but it's like, who do you want to serve when you grow up, right? Who is the group of people that you're the most passionate about? Who is it that you know, like, if you woke up every morning and be like, okay, this is the group I get to serve, it would change everything for you, right? And then if you have that, and you have that person, and you figure out, like, what's your name for that group? Like, who are your people? Then, like, all the ideas start flowing easier. Right? I think when I first got started in this business, man, I talk about this a little bit in the .com Secrets book, for those who have read it. If you haven't read the new updated version, by the way, please go get it. I promise it's worth getting the new updated one. I talked about how when I started my business, like, what I was focusing on is, like, what do I want to create, right? It's like, oh, I want to create this product and this product. Again, a question a lot of people kind of chase down, but it puts you on a really weird path. So it's like, well, I want to create a product that does this, because I had this idea. I want to create a product that does this. Right? So I started creating these different products. I thought that was the path. And I started creating them. And I was selling them. And, you know, luckily I was able to figure out the process. And I started making money. But it was like, by default, what I created, it attracted a certain audience, right? And because I didn't ask, like, who do I want to serve? I just said, what do I want to create? And I just created this thing. And then by default, what I created, it attracted a certain type of people to me, right? It's like bait. It's like, I'm not a fisher, but I went fishing one time. And I remember there's, like, different bait, right? Like, if I want to catch, I don't even know the names of the fish. It's so embarrassing. If I want to catch a big fish, if I want to catch a trout or a salmon or whatever, there's different bait, right? And the bait you throw out attracts different fish to you. Okay, I have no idea if that analogy is actually true. Maybe I just made it up. But I think it is. And if not, you guys get the gist, right? Same thing, like the bait you put out into the world attracts different people. And so because I led with like, what's the bait I want to create, right? What's the idea I have? What's the bait? I started doing that. I started throwing this bait out, not knowing what it's going to attract. And all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, it attracted trout. And I'm like, oh, I actually hate trout, right? Or I hate salmon or whatever your version of that. In the dot-com secrets book, I talk about that, how I woke up one day and I was laying in bed and I was like, I wish I had a boss so he could fire me because this is miserable. Like I am not enjoying this experience at all. Like it was such a bad thing, right? And so, and if you remember the default, like what I shifted is I shifted away from like what do I want to create to who do I want to serve? Like who is my dream customer? I wish I would have led with that. I never did. And most people don't. We lead with, what do I want to be when I grow up? What do I want to create? Here's an idea I had, right? And all those things send you on a path, but it's not a direct path. The direct path is who do I want to serve? Then go find those people and figure out what they actually need and how they want to be served, right? Because if you come in with a product that people don't actually want, no one's going to buy it. And then like it doesn't work for you, right? And you're frustrated like, oh, this business thing doesn't work. Oh, my great idea didn't work. Like you don't need to have great ideas. This business is not about being super hyper creative. Like that's not going to help you as much as you think it will. Like, oh, Russell, you're so creative. No, I'm not that creative. I'm just really good at knowing exactly who I'm serving and I pay close attention to what they want. That's it, right? Pay attention. And that's where the podcast episodes come from. That's where the books come from. That's where the software comes from. Like all those things are just coming back to who's my dream customer, like who am I called to serve, and then how do I serve them? Like what do they want? What do they need? And I pay attention, and then that's what we create. That's what we go and do. So I want you guys to understand that because, again, I think so many times we look at it wrong. Like I think instead of asking our kids, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up, we should ask our kids, like who do you want to serve when you grow up? Like who do people get you pumped up? You know, right? And I just recently finished the Phil Knight's book, Shoe Dog. Like his people were athletes. Like he loved athletes. He was an athlete. He wanted to serve athletes, you know? And if you haven't read Shoe Dog yet, by the end of the book, it's really cool. He starts, you know, and it might be the epilogue. I was listening to audiobooks. I'm not sure. Anyway, but at the end of the book, he starts telling these stories about dinner with Michael Jordan and this guy, all these athletes, right? And it's like he served his athletes at the highest level. To the point where like, you know, the who's who of athletes, like had him at their weddings, had him at their funerals, had him at all these different things, right? Because he figured out who he was going to serve. And then he focused on that, right? And he built a shoe company and a clothing line and all these things because he knew exactly who he was serving and how to make the product better than anybody else. I think for you guys, if you come back, the same foundational things, like who are you called to serve, right? Not what I want to be when I grow up, not like, oh, I had this idea for a product or, oh, what should I create? It's like, no, who do I want to serve? And then if you come with that sincere heart, they will tell you. You will see it, especially online. Like you see it in the Facebook posts, the positive and negative. I see it in the comments. You know, every time I post a podcast, I see the comments or I see the lack of comments. I post some episodes when nobody responds. I'm like, I guess that's not what they needed. Other ones blow up. I'm like, okay, people like that. I should go deeper on that. Let me share more things, right? I'm using this community texting app where I text out the audience. And like I can see like what things get response, what things don't. And I'm paying attention. Like I don't have... It's funny, those who have seen me using this texting app, it's texting platform, it's pretty cool. In fact, let me pause for a moment to insert a tiny ad to make sure you are on this texting platform. When I come back, I'll tell you the cool thing I'm doing with it. Hey, everyone. I wanted to quickly interrupt this podcast episode to let you know about something really cool that I just started doing that I want you to be part of. I just opened up a texting community, which means you can text me your questions. And right now I'm spending anywhere between 10 and 30 minutes every single day answering questions through text message to people who are on the podcast. And so I wanted you to stop everything you're doing, pull your phone out and actually text me a message. Okay. Now the phone number you need to text is 208-231-3797. Once again, it's 208-231-3797. When you text me, just say hello. And then what's going to happen is it'll add you to my phone. And then it'll send you back a message where you can add me to your phone. And then we can start having conversations. On top of that, through this texting community is where I'm going to be giving out free swag, giving away free copies of my book, let you know about book signings, about times I'm coming to your local area, and a whole bunch more. So I want to make sure you are on this list. On top of that, every single day, I'm sending out my favorite quotes, my favorite frameworks, and things you can get for free only through my texting platform. So what you need to do right now is pull out your phone and text me at area code 208-231-3797. One more time, that's 208-231-3797. I can't wait to hear from you right now. Okay, so as you see, you guys have a chance to text me, and then the messages come to my personal phone, which is pretty cool. And at first, the first like week, I was doing really good at answering everybody's message, and then it blew up, and it's getting thousands and thousands of people now, and I can't keep up. But I do spend about anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes a day answering as many questions as I can, which has been really fun. So I may be personally answering your question. Hopefully, I'll have a chance to. But the cooler thing is that every time I send a message out, I can see the responses to that message. And so every day, I look at the day before, I look at the message I sent, and I scroll through, and I see what things hit chords, what things people are looking for, what things they're complaining about. And this is like my market research daily. I get a daily text message from all my dream customers telling me what they want, what they don't want. And even if I don't respond to them all, I read them all, right? And so again, I have my pulse. I feel the pulse of the market. So many times I get inside the ClickFunnels team as well. I think I drive them crazy because they're all planners, right? They want to plan what's happening, what emails going out, the sequences, all sorts of stuff. And I'm like, you don't understand, like, if we plan ahead of time, we miss the pulse of the market, right? Like, what's the, like, everyone asks me, well, what's the plans for next year? Like, the plans for next year is to feel the pulse of the market, see what they want, and serve them. Like, that's where we're going. It's not like, okay, well, Q2, we're going to do this, Q5, we're going to do this, Q10, you know, next year we're going to do, like, it's like, no, like, pay attention to the market and let them tell you what you do. Yeah, so I drive them crazy because we'll do a campaign and they're like, okay, we have 12 emails, let's write these 12 emails. I'm like, you can't write them right now. Like, why not? Like, let's get ahead of it. I'm like, because we have to feel the pulse of the market. What are they saying to us, right? We need to be shifting our message based on what's happening, what's, you know, the feedback, the response. Like, if we're not doing that, we're not truly serving our audience, right? We're trying to write an email sequence, right? We're trying to create a product. We're trying to do a webinar. Like, no, that's not how this game works, okay? If you want to be good at this game, right, it's coming back to the foundation. Who's your dream customer? How can I serve them? Paying attention, watching, listening, and they'll tell you everything they want, which is pretty cool. So hope that helps kind of shift some of you guys who are struggling. I guess, again, for me, I struggled my first 5 or 6 years in this business because I was chasing the product or the idea I had as opposed to the customers I wanted to serve. And what's crazy for me, and you guys have probably heard this part of the story, but when I shifted that, I said, okay, no longer am I going to create products that are my good ideas and sell them. I'm going to figure out who's my dream customer and figure out what they would want. And I made that mental shift and was like, what could we create? And the very first product we created was my book, 108 Split Test Winners, which some of you guys have a copy of that book. And what's crazy about that is I was so scared to create that book because I knew that my existing audience, the people who I was serving, I didn't love them, I knew they wouldn't want to buy that book. They weren't going to buy it. And I even tried, like, I put the book up, I sent an email out to my existing customers, and none of them came. Like, I sold a few copies. I was like, okay, that sucks. Like, this is like my best material. This is like stuff that people would die for. And they weren't interested. And I realized that I was serving the wrong customer. And so what's cool is that this new thing I created it for my dream customer, for the person I wanted to get into my world. I launched it. I put it out there. I started buying ads to it. And then guess what eventually happened? My dream customers, they heard my voice and they came to me. And that's how we built the list. And then from there, we built ClickFunnels. And from there, we built the funnel hacking movement, my funnel hackers and everything else we've done. But it all started with, who do we want to serve? And then what bait do we create to attract that person? And that's how we change the game. So at least change it for me. And if you listen, it's probably for you as well. So hope this helps. Hope you enjoy this. If you guys got anything from this episode, please take a screenshot on your phone, post it on social, tag me on it, and tell me your biggest takeaway. I love to read those. I see them. I read them. And you'll see me. I usually like them if I see them. Anyway, I appreciate that. Thanks, you guys, for everything. And I'll talk to you guys all again soon. Bye, everybody. Hey everybody, this is Russell again, and really quick, I wanted to invite you to join arguably the best thing that we've ever put out inside the ClickFunnels community, and it is a challenge we call the One Funnel Away Challenge. You know, everyone in their business, in their life, they're one funnel away from something. Some of you guys are one funnel away from quitting your job. Some of you guys are one funnel away from getting more impact. Some of you guys are a funnel away from growing your company to the next level. And so we created this challenge to help you to create and launch your first or your next funnel. No matter where you are in your business, this challenge is going to help you. It's going to help you understand the strategy, help you understand the tactics, help you understand all the things you need to be successful with your funnel. So what I recommend you do right now is stop everything, pause this audio, go online and go to onefunnelaway.com. That's onefunnelaway.com and join the next challenge. There's a challenge starting in the next few days, so go get started right now. onefunnelaway.com.